You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Fantasy Sports Today.
Oh yeah! Welcome everybody. It's Fantasy Sports Today. Special Friday edition, Red Felt Fridays. Greg Bynum's here. What's up, man?
How you doing?
Those of you who are, I guess, longtime listeners, if you listened last week, we had Greg on the show with us. So we got two Gregs, six G's between your first names.
Isn't that wild?
It's amazing. Jake Seeley in Virginia Beach. Jakey, what's crack-a-laggin'? Jakey, not there yet. Anyway, Greg Bynum. Greg Bynum from Red Felt Breaks, we're calling it, right? Red Felt Breaks?
Yes, Red Felt Breaks.
Nice. So we got Red Felt. If you're watching us on video, we got some Red Felt laid out nicely on the table. It makes the cards pop a little bit. We're going to be opening some Gypsy Queen 2018s today.
That's cool.
Which I looked online. They're beautiful. Like, this is like my favorite design in a long time.
I actually opened one before just to get, you know, a feel.
Just get warmed up?
Yeah, exactly. You want to know what we're looking for? It's exciting. It's a lot of fun stuff.
We want Ohtani.
We want Ohtani.
We'll accept nothing less.
Last week, I told you.
Before we get to this, and by the way, this is actually paying off. Tops, I think, went pretty hard on Ohtani. And it's working. Like, Ohtani's banging home runs,
he's
pitching great.
The market.
It's, I mean, after the kind of crappy spring training, let's talk Ohtani. And look, this isn't going to be just the card show. If you're not into cards, don't worry about it. We're going to get into Corey Knebel. We got to talk Miguel Cabrera a little bit. So we'll be giving you fantasy advice as we open up the packs, which is the whole point of things.
So much fun.
Everybody wins. Ohtani, man, after a terrible spring training, decides, I was just messing around in the spring, I guess, right?
Yeah, you know, it takes time to get used to it.
And his value just jumped in cards as well as fantasy.
Everything.
It's nuts now, right?
Oh, yeah.
So if we would have pulled an Ohtani rookie, let's say we bought an Ohtani rookie during spring training when he was crap in the bed and everyone was down on him for, I just want to say $100. I'm guessing it's more than that. Autographed Ohtani.
Oh, yeah. Let's just say $500.
What would it be worth today, right now?
Maybe six, you know, seven. Depends on, there's so many variables.
Right.
You know, it hasn't jumped that much yet. I mean, there's definitely a buzz.
But it's jumped.
Oh, definitely. Anyone who starts off hot, you probably saw a spike in Matt Davidson cards, too.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
How many of those do you own?
I don't know.
None?
I probably sold them for, you know, a new pack. But point being, a guy gets hot, people will jump because what if he continues? It's speculation.
All right. Greggy, I know we talked yesterday about trading for Madison Bumgarner. It was interesting. Ohtani was not on the most traded list. It's you'd think like someone like Ohtani, whose value is high right now, you'd want a deal.
No, yes, theoretically, but if you own Ohtani, you're just so happy, right? Like, you're so happy that the pitcher has panned out, the hitter has hit a couple of home runs. Yeah. Like, if you drafted Ohtani in the spring, I know we drafted him as a pitcher very, very late, like 12th round or something like that, as our fifth starter. So, why would I trade him right now? You're feeling awesome.
Jake Seeley, I don't know, how do you feel on Shohei Ohtani?
I've been high. I mean, we talked about earlier this week. I've been high on Matt and I have been two of the higher people on him, saying that even if we only get 150, 160 innings, they're going to be great 150, 160 innings, and very few pitchers last 180 these days. Like 200 is a super rarity at this point. So if you're going to give me 160 innings of what Ohtani is going to bring, of what we expect him to be, and I'm saying we because Matt's not here, and I know he would echo the sentiment.
I don't know. He's texting me saying he doesn't agree with anything you're saying
If you're getting a 3 ERA with over a strike, like 10 per 9 likely, over a strikeout per inning, and a nice whip, and what he's going to do, there's no reason to sell now unless you're going to get, you need to get top 15, top 20 starter value in return to say, all right, well, that's fine. I'll get rid of the risk. Other than that, there's no way I'm selling them.
Greg Bynum, Jose Berrios. Shohei Ohtani, the pitcher?
Just as a pitcher?
Yeah, if you're making a fantasy trade,
I'd rather have Berrios.
Really?
Yeah.
Greg, are you cool with that? Sorry, I can't say Greg and Greg because you're both Greek.
I'll give you Greg.
Susmania. It's WrestleMania weekend, right?
Yeah, man. WrestleMania preview coming up next.
Right,
yeah,
so buddy. We'll save that for 2 o'clock, guys. Please.
Yeah.
Right now, Berrios or Shohei Ohtani?
Ooh, man. I think I'm going to go with Ohtani.
Jake? Oh, wow. Sorry, go ahead.
I think I'm going to go with Ohtani. Listen, I'm always partial. I've said this many times before, especially in the spring. I'm always partial to the Japanese pitcher that has not seen, the league has not seen yet. I know he struggled throughout the spring, but I think this year, like Ohtani, at 23 years old, he supposedly has unbelievable stuff. He looked good outside of a pitch last time. I like Ohtani. I'm going to go with Ohtani.
Jake, Dallas Keuchel or Shohei Ohtani?
I'll go Ohtani only because the injury concern with Keuchel every single year, but for the Berrios part of it, it's not even close in my opinion. I'm taking Ohtani.
Nice. Oh. Crushed it.
All right, so we got the entire range of feelings and emotions here. Look, we're going to get to Corey Knebel in a second. Let's open up a pack, man. It's sitting there gleaming in the... For those who are listening, Greg Bynum, explain that the Gypsy Queen is like the beautiful, like, Topps has two kind of old fashioned, right? Allen and Ginter and Gypsy Queen.
Yeah, this is based on the old tobacco Gypsy Queen cards from the early 1900s.
And cool.
They're beautiful.
There's a lot of fun in this.
How many per pack?
There's 8 cards a pack. There's short prints. There's variations. There's autographs. There's numbered cards. You know, I'm sure we'll come across one where they'll have the wrong logo, they'll have no team.
Do that on purpose?
Yeah, they do it on purpose. Right. It makes it more collectible, makes you buy more so you complete the set.
That's pretty cool.
It's all about buying more cards at the end of the day.
Is there anything we're looking for in particular?
Of course.
Ohtani all the time. Come on, man.
Ohtani. I mean, the usual names, but I mean, it's his rookie card. There's still not a lot of product out.
Let's do it, man.
How much does this box retail for?
About $110.
Yeah.
But you're guaranteed 2 autographs in a box and a bunch.
$118.95 to be exact.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, there's the price tag.
Yeah, that was the old price, you know.
Oh, you're hooked up, yeah.
Yeah, you know, member...
Shout out to Jimmy.
Member discount. Jimmy, thanks, Jimmy.
Jimmy from Honesty Comics gives us a deal, so we love Jimmy.
Are there relics in here? You know, the relics with, like, pieces of uniform, stuff like
there'll
that?
Be all different, yeah, there's all different stuff. You'll see.
Jake, how badly do you wish you were here?
Not at all.
Come on, Jake, you love cars.
All right, follow up, Jake. How badly do you wish you were here an hour from now?
More so.
No, wrestling show coming up at 2. Let's just get that out of the way.
You can hang on those if you want.
No. Greg Bynum, go ahead, man. You get the first rip.
I was already going to. Thanks, Nando.
All right. Jose Iglesias.
All right. I like Jose Iglesias.
Before, hold on. Before,
hey, wait. I missed the beginning because they're resetting for the delay. Is that for the show today? Is that special for the show?
It is.
You didn't have to give the reason why you missed the beginning. You could have just said,
I
was in the shower.
Like people like... I was just like slacking off, just didn't feel like joining the show. People care.
Before we do this, I know because we're doing wrestling next hour. I want to get something I know is on this list. If you don't mind.
Sure.
Sorry. All right.
Hey, you know Greg, what? If there's some good in there, you're ruining it by flopping it around.
All right, Jake.
For those of you who are listening, Greg's flopping his pack around.
I wanted to ask you about Corey Knebel. Because that was a major injury last night.
That was not meant to be sexual. He was waving the pack around.
I saw the tweets.
You did it on purpose.
Tapping it.
I'll grab a pen so I can just tap the pen around.
There you go.
So, major injury. He barely could put weight on this hamstring. He goes out. And I was looking at my waiver wire where I have daily transactions, which I know you hate, Nando.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, so the obvious choice, in my opinion, was Jacob Barnes. And that's who we talked about in the offseason.
Really?
Jacob Barnes being the guy. And I'm like, you know what? I don't know that. I don't know. I hesitated. And I'm like, I don't know. And then I'm like, oh, Josh Hader's also there.
I don't think it's Hader either.
I don't either. I think he's the third guy for me.
Double J.
Double J!
Yeah.
That's exactly who I thought. I swear to J.
Biden. Jeremy Jeffress.
That's exactly who I thought. So I didn't pick up anybody. I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna let this play itself out. Yeah. Because you had Dan Jennings that's been in there pitching like the 8th inning. Matt Albers pitches for this team. There's so many guys out there. I didn't know what to do. And I wanted to wait to this moment to talk to the all-in kid and see what he had to say.
If I'm going for anybody, I'm going for Hader. Because if Hader doesn't get the job, at least he's going to get you the ratios and the strikeouts that, you know what, I missed out, but at least I'm still going to get somebody who could help me. Similar to like a Betances or a Robertson or something like that. So I honestly don't know that we're going to have a clear option. I don't know that we're not going to necessarily have a committee. And there's really the truth is there is because, as you said, Jeffress has the experience at times. Hader's got the best stuff. I mean, you looked up and down the list. You mentioned Barnes has really good stuff, too. I don't know. And the biggest thing, too, is you got a lefty and a righty both in the argument for this conversation with these three guys that we're talking about here. So it might be one where the Brewers just go forward and say, today it's going to be Barnes. Tomorrow it's going to be Jeffress. We don't really know. I'm going for Hader because, like I said, if I go for Hader and it doesn't end up being Hader, I didn't waste my money. Like, if I go for Jeffress and it's not him, I basically wasted my money because I don't want him in his 3+ ERA and his whip.
No, Jeffress is great. Sorry, Greg Bynum.
Well, how many leagues is Josh Hader not owned on?
A lot.
Really? I don't know.
I would guess his CBS ownership is like 12%.
His Yahoo. Wow, I was wrong. So his Yahoo ownership, which probably jumped up today, to be fair.
Well, you can go to the player the research page there and it'll tell you.
Oh, you're right.
With the green and the red
bars. That's a good point. Right now in Yahoo leagues, it's 59%.
Wow.
Well, I mean, I own him in a few leagues because if you don't, with the volatility of the closer position, players like you said, Dellin Betances, David Robinson, Andrew Miller, Hader, Devenski. These guys are low ratio, high strikeout guys. If you know, if you get two of those guys, it's like having an ace on your team.
You're right.
I'd rather have Hader than Julius Chacin if I'm going
to
have
Hader. Hader went from 57 to 62 overnight on CBS.
There you go.
But 57.
I have no idea who's that widely owned.
Same. I guess more people are buying it than there
are.
Well,
there's a lot of people. Here's the problem, Nando. Is it's not just everything we're saying with Hader and the value that you get from the ratio help and the strikeouts and all that type of stuff. It's like I've always argued for what basically Greg's saying. The other Greg is saying right now is you're getting half of a starter by this guy being, and you're like, so that's why I have Betances and Labor, which hasn't worked out well so far. But most seasons, I'm getting a half of a starter. Hader's also there too because there was a collective of people. This is kind of like similar to preseason football or baseball where you start to get hype around somebody. There was a collective of about four or five people in fantasy baseball, like bigger names, that were off on Knebel this year and just saying like, I don't know if I really trust him. There's concerns here, there, blah, blah, blah. So there was a certain contingent that were already off on him to begin with.
Yeah. My argument has nothing to do with any of that. It's that Hader to me is a starter. Hader's not a closer.
Oh, he'll be there at the rate they're going with guys.
Yeah, Hader's a start. He was a number 12 prospect.
Well, let me ask you this then, Aldo. Why isn't he starting right now? The rotation for the Brewers isn't exactly full. Yeah.
I think they're easing him in. Okay. I thought that Jeffers was the backup closer, and Hader's the guy who by June they'll start stretching him out and
like
I'll make
his first start.
Yeah, exactly. Like just ease him into the role so you don't throw him 200 something innings.
Come on, over Woodruff. Woodruff right now. Come on, they have him in the rotation.
This is one of their top. This is the organization's, I would think, number one prospect. He was number 12 before 2017 in Baseball America as a starter who had great strikeout ratios.
So was Zach
amazing.
Wheeler at one point.
And Zach Wheeler's going to start again.
And he got a chance.
Zach Wheeler got hurt.
Josh
Hader
hasn't really gotten a chance.
Hader hasn't made a major league start yet, I don't think. I think he was a reliever last year.
So what, you think they're going to the Liriano route?
That's
He's
it.
Not.
I think they're going to ease him in. Why would you throw this guy out there with 220 innings in his first?
You don't have to.
You keep him at 160.
You could do 160 with him in the rotation and not Woodruff.
But if this is a team that's going to possibly contend, I think they've got a shot.
Do you think
you ease him in and you have the stud for the end of the year?
Do you think the Brewers look at it like, hey, around the All-Star break, I got reinforcements. I'll put Josh Hader in the rotation.
Yes.
Get Jimmy Nelson back potentially at the All-Star break.
Yes.
And
make a trade. Maybe make a trade.
They have to make a trade. They have
if we
so
can
many
survive,
guys.
Braun for somebody.
They're killing fantasy
If
values.
We can survive until
everybody.
Then, we'll be good in the rotation. That's our trade.
Yeah.
I get Hader in June or July. I get Nelson June or July. We get better June or July. That's the thought.
You don't want Hader throwing like a closer
I'm
right now.
I'm buying that. Okay.
Because of that.
All right. I can buy it.
I don't think he's going to close.
I'm not buying it. But I'll admit so you were right if it happens.
So who do you think closes, Greg?
You would have to.
I agree with Jake. They're going to throw out a few guys.
Okay.
Just like they're doing with the outfield, with the first base, with the infield. This is what the Ned Yost and the Brewers are doing.
All right, Greg. Well, thanks for joining us.
It's Greg Council now. So, yeah.
Excuse me.
Close enough.
That's what I do.
Close enough.
Ned Yost and Casey.
All right, so we have no consensus, but I do think we have very strong arguments if anyone watching or listening wants to decide.
That was the number one thing I wanted to ask Jake. I apologize for
Jeremy Jeffress,
commentary.
Baby.
I'm with you, man.
Yeah.
It's the first name I tweeted at Jake this morning.
All right, after Jose Iglesias in this pack. By the way, Jose Iglesias, 300 hitter. Gets dead.
Those are, by the way, three of the most searched names right now.
Jose Iglesias,
Knebel, Barnes, and Hader.
There you go.
Makes sense.
And they're forgetting Jeremy Jeffers.
He had 27 saves just a couple years ago.
I'm
very
with
effective
you
closer.
1,000%.
Nobody's forgetting him. Even with the one that Greg came back to in my tweet, I said there's other guys besides the two everybody's asking about in the bullpen, and I was referencing Jeffers without saying it, but that's
but
the point.
Didn't
is,
name him.
Oh, that's how he can get away with it. He'd be like, well, no, I really meant Jacob Barnes, who I wasn't. Was my mystery man.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was doing.
Jakey.
Hader the starter.
Hader the starters.
What? Okay,
this is Game of Thrones.
Why don't we just start calling Josh Hader Barry? Are you in on that?
What? Oh, because of Bill Hader?
Yes.
I don't know if that'll work. I'm sorry.
Biden liked it.
Because there's also the guy who was.
Biden liked it.
He got kicked out of it. It was clever.
Napoleon Dynamite.
John Hader.
Yeah.
Well, that's an E though.
That might be closer though.
Yeah. Also, just call him Stefan. As well, we just.
Oh, I like that too. All right, continue on now.
Anyway, Greg, let's open up the rest of this pack.
Yeah, you know we got Marcelo Zuna.
All right.
Sure.
Steven Piscotty.
I'm so angry. He stinks.
No, he doesn't. They're not. What are they doing with him? They're jerking him around. They're not playing
they're
him
not
every
jerking
day.
Him every day.
They're putting him at eight in the lineup.
He started at six. Then went to seven. Then went to eight.
Didn't what's his name who's hurt now? Chad Pinder started ahead of him the other day.
No, he batted in the second hole. He didn't start ahead of him.
Right, that was it.
Yeah.
Still,
I'm so angry at Steven Piscotty.
He's got a robust 0-0-0 ISO.
Now is the time to go get Steven Piscotty.
No, it's not.
Yes,
100%.
When's Dustin Fowler going to come back up?
No, man, it's going to be... They're not going to bench Piscotty for Dustin Fowler. Really?
I don't know. I'm asking the questions. Yeah, I mean, I'm not...
Well, we just say June. Any young guy who's good, we say June. June, middle of June.
Yeah. I might even wait another week of Piscotty until he starts getting screwed around to the point where you said, not like, maybe he even comes out of the lineup our day, too. Then I'm really going to go get him.
Yep.
They can't do that to Steven Piscotty.
Continue on, Greg.
All right, how long is Trevor Story going to stay healthy this year?
All season?
Wait,
I don't think...
Are you Trevor Story yet?
Yeah, I am.
I didn't know that.
I think he's unfairly aligned with Troy Tulowitzki because he's Colorado power hitting shortstop, and he took his job, you know, basically took his job.
Yeah.
I like Trevor Story.
What about Brendan Rodgers, though?
I think Brendan... You could switch his position. Brendan Rodgers could play...
Where? Second. Where are you going to put him on that team?
I don't know. That's a good point.
Another team with a logjam.
Someone's got to go.
It seems like everywhere someone's got to go.
Trevor Story has a lot... This is the same with Todd Frazier, the year Todd Frazier stole all his bases. I'm like, you look at his minor league stats, that dude stole a lot of bases in the minors.
Right.
Trevor Story stole a lot of bases in the minors, and no one's paying any attention to that.
So did Jock Peterson. He doesn't steal anything.
Well, Jock Peterson doesn't play all the time. He's just weird.
He used to. Stunk.
Anyway.
All right, we got our first fun card. It's a fortune teller card of Bryce Harper.
What's the fortune telling element?
It's one of those subsets.
400
you know,
million.
You'll see, you know, the Gypsy Queen is like that psychic, so you'll see the tarot cards later.
Oh.
You know, there's, like I said, there's a lot of fun stuff.
And it's a smaller card.
Yeah, and like on the back, you know, there's like a gypsy looking at a crystal ball.
Late in that 2018 campaign, Bryce will nail his 200th home run to become the eighth player to reach that milestone in their age 25 season.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with more fantasy advice and Gypsy Queen cards, thanks to Topps. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
It's Carton and
Friends!
Everybody get up.
Chael Sonnen, former UFC fighter, you put out a tweet. You said, if Irish fighters were so tough, why are they all speaking English?
That's brilliant by me.
It would have been great theater if instead of throwing at a bus, if Conor had really lost his mind and went on like a fight spree, but specifically in MMA gyms.
That would have been good TV. And, you know, if he wants to be a legit tough guy, you don't bring 20 of your buddies to attack a bus.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP Rewards Program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go to Mo's.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-292-8137 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-292-8137 for your free author submission kit. Again, that's 800-292-8137.
Welcome back, friends. Fantasy Sports Today. Greg Sussman, Jake Seeley, Nana DeFino, and special guest from Red Felt Breaks, Greg Bynane. During the break, we opened up some packs just because
We How did, could you not?
Right? They're sitting there, right?
An open box is an empty box.
Seems fun.
We got an autograph. Yeah.
We you know who sings that, by the way, Hondo?
What? Rex and Effect?
The song.
Rump Shaker. Come on, Jake.
Yeah. I don't know what you were listening to around that time.
I'm surprised you know.
Did you know that Jake was too blessed?
Was that?
To be stressed.
I didn't see that. Oh, that's
from my that's from my boy at the Little Light T-shirt company that he sent me two shirts. This was the one, and then the one that I wore a couple of weeks ago is the Jesus Christ Catering.
There you go.
Did Jake ask you to set him up for a plug?
He did not.
Jake, well, just plug the rest of it. Jake, go ahead.
I just did.
Give out the website.
I did.
I didn't hear a .com in there. Did you?
LittleLightShirtCompany.com.
All right, Jake.
Speaking of funny shirts, when I was down in San Antonio to watch Michigan lose, unfortunately.
Sorry about that.
But I saw the best shirt I ever saw. It was a Loyola of Chicago shirt that said, "Win one for the nun."
I love it.
I was going to buy it, but I didn't think it was appropriate.
Sure. Appropriate,
because it wasn't your team?
Well, because I'm Jewish.
Also that.
Well, I mean, you can still appreciate it. You have tattoos, though.
Yeah.
Look, if there was a like an old rabbi who was like the unofficial mascot of some team like that, I would be, that's pretty cool, you know? Like
we
a sweet
beat
old
them,
man.
So I thought it'd be like mocking.
Gotcha.
Disrespectful, you know, the whole nine yards.
Bad juju, probably.
Exactly.
For the Jew.
Well, bad juju, yeah. Probably couldn't have gotten any worse than what happened
probably
in the game.
Probably not.
LittleJewT-ShirtCompany.com, right?
There you go.
That's where Greg's shirt
my next
waffle
Greg's
is from. The Greg's is
6G. We'll call it, the website will be 6Gs.
Perfect. There you go.
It'll make 6Gs.
All right, so underneath the First of all, Gypsy Queen gives you this humongous card, the GQ Glassworks, which I assume looks
like
a
chrome card. Could be numbered. We'll get to that. Let's come on.
But underneath it,
it's
Greg,
the autograph. Come on,
Greg Sussman hit the autograph, and
that's
Greg Bynum was trying to peek.
Ladies and gentlemen,
oh, go ahead.
This is the debut of Andrew Stevenson's signed card.
That could be actually really good. Can
really?
I see that?
Well, all right.
What's good about this is it's numbered to 150. I was wrong. It's a blue, so it's a subset.
Okay.
And he's a rookie. Is he even on the Major League roster?
He plays for the Syracuse Chiefs, right?
Exactly. So if he comes up and gets hot, this could be a, you know, could end up being a, you know, $50, $60 card. And if he becomes the next Mike Trout, who knows?
Who knows?
Greggy's looking at his Fangraphs page right now.
Not great.
Maybe not Mike Trout. Maybe DJ LeMahieu.
You got to think big, right?
I know. You got to be positive. That's one of our two autographs in this box.
He stole some bases in the minors.
Well, you could get three. My last box, I got three, actually, but you don't want to.
Let's not jinx it.
Only get one.
Who did you get in your last box?
Eric Thames, Christian Arroyo, and Jose Berrios.
Oh, no way.
That's a good box.
Yeah.
That's great. Really paid for itself in a way if you're going to sell those cards.
No.
Right?
Really? No, but that's okay. It was research and development. Needed to really
that's
understand.
That's right, yeah.
You Make know, sure. write it off. It's tax deductible.
Put that with your taxes.
I keep pulling Nando cards.
Oh, wow. All right, so I got a Trey Mancini and a Kettle Marte right now. This is very exciting. Hey, Jakey, I was in my OBP draft the other night, and I kept passing up on Trey Mancini because he doesn't have the greatest OBP, and there was a voice in the back of my head saying, Trey Mancini's going to walk. He's going to get on base this year. What do you think?
Did you also happen to see that Trey Mancini was batting leadoff yesterday?
And he walked, yeah.
He was great yesterday.
Trey Mancini's amazing.
I know. Nobody wants Trey Mancini. I don't think his on-base percentage is always going to be that great, though.
Why?
But I'm not that worried about it. Because he's aggressive play. He swings. That's what you want from him, though. You don't want him to be this super great on-base percentage guy. You want him swinging and hitting 25-plus home runs.
What if Trey Mancini gets a 335 OBP? Are you ecstatic at that point?
I think that would be the high. Yeah, that's probably the ceiling.
All right. How about Kettle Marte?
Yeah, Greg knows this. I'm a Kettle Marte supporter. I'm a big fan of him. And the fact is, look, it's not going to be that great for you. He's 15-15, but he's playing the entire season. They've moved him around. They have him a second. They have him playing because they want him in that lineup. He has the ability to be what I keep saying is Dustin Pedroia. That is, you know, 15-15, 60-70 runs and RBIs and a decent average. That's valuable. Look, you're not going to be like, oh, my God, I got Kettle Marte. But any league, even a 12-team league that has a middle infielder, Kettle Marte is going to have value this year.
Well, I like him. Greg Bynum just pulled two pretty awesome cards.
I do want to say, I think Greg Sussman likes opening up the packs more than I do.
I think you're right, man.
I want to say one thing to go back before we move on.
Yeah.
I like how I go on this whole thing about how Kettle Marte is great, and then Nando's like, well, I like him. I was telling you why he was good.
No, I know. I said I like him too, Jake.
I just like opening the packs and throwing the cards.
Oh, it sounded like you were just going to like, well, like I still like
you don't like that. No, no, I don't like that at all. Because you'll end up throwing the Shohei Ohtani because you weren't paying attention.
Jake, you just did an interesting thing where you're kind of like, you kind of couched it and almost made it sound like you were apologizing for like Kettle Marte. Like, you know, he's 15-15, whatever. Like, that's not a good thing. Like, Dustin Pedroia is not an amazing comp. Prime Dustin Pedroia.
No, prime Dustin Pedroia is more like 20-20.
Kettle Marte has an interesting tattoo on his forearm. Looks like it says Kelly. Keeley. Anyway, Greg Biden's got two
kettle.
No, I don't think it says kettle. That would be weird.
So we were talking about the fortune teller cards before, the tarot cards. Well, yes. Here we have half a Mount Crushmore.
Nice.
You know, it's nice.
Those cards look awesome.
Yeah, they're that's what I was talking about. They're beautiful. You know, you have a tarot card of Aaron Judge. They call him the Tower.
Okay, so what's that?
You know, I'm assuming the Tower is an actual tarot card just by based on it. Because
you're right.
I kind of meant price-wise. You know,
oh,
is that like a $5 card?
Maybe. I'll be honest with you. It's so new, and the inserts, the paper inserts aren't. It's not numbered. It's
just an awesome looking Aaron Judge card, yeah. Though.
But the goal is obviously to get Judge, Stanton, and Sanchez.
Exactly.
The Tower is known as the House of God.
There you go.
Oh,
there you go. Jake knows all about tarot cards.
Love
right?
it, Jake.
And what about?
I know nothing about them.
And then we got a Stanton, which says strength. So,
all right, those are cool. They're in the font and everything. Yeah, and actual tarot
very cool.
cards.
It's very cool, and it's a nice background. You know, Albert Pujols is like the Five of Spades, and I've seen some others. We got Ichiro right here, which is the World.
Oh, that's another tarot.
Yeah, another
so
tarot.
They're pretty plentiful. We've opened what, like?
Yeah, I mean that's what I'm saying. They're not.
You
that
guys have destroyed that box. We have a half hour left in the show.
Oh, but there's plenty of guys we need to talk about, like Jack Flaherty.
Sure.
Got sent down.
Yeah.
Why?
Adam Wainwright had to come back to be Jared Weaver.
Greg and I discovered that in the Uber together the other day. He's like, Jack Flaherty got something. Like, he just struck out 9 guys.
I know.
Well, I wanted to ask you guys.
Like Seinfeld. He just struck out 9 guys.
It was very disappointing.
I wanted to ask you guys about a card I pulled, and that's Jose Urena for Miami.
I'm out of this one.
Why?
I keep confusing him with Urias.
All right, well, you guys are
no,
out.
Go ahead. Greg,
there's
keep
no
going.
Confusing because he's terrible. Urias actually has talent.
How long till Jarlin Garcia gets into the starting rotation?
Oh,
he looked great in those 10 innings.
I don't know because of the Marlins, so I don't want to mess with that.
Yeah, but you know, he's another guy like Hader.
I got Sandy Alcantara on a bunch of teams.
We drafted him, too.
Yeah, I don't mind him. He's good in Dynasty, I guess.
I picked up Garrett Cooper because of you last week.
He went on the DL.
Well, he's not taking a roster spot, so you're welcome.
What did you think of Yanni Chirinos, your boy? We talked about him earlier this week.
I was very pleased, yeah.
He's really well.
I didn't realize so many people were on Yanni Chirinos.
Neither did I.
I thought it was just like, you know.
Yeah. You thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
From Mark Topkin. By the way, Corey Knebel, Greg, you pulled his card, so we didn't have to force him anyway. He's card number 2 in a series of 3. How does Corey Knebel become card number 2?
Random. It's fun. In this, there's 320 cards. The first 300 are base.
Yeah.
301 to 320 are short prints. So there'll be one of those cards like I mentioned that'll be faced backwards in the pack. And you only get a couple of box, if that.
Interesting.
Now, speaking of what I was saying before about like different logos, if you see here, we'll look at this Scooter Gennett, who's off to a fantastic start and playing everywhere really helps my lineups. But if you see here versus like the Flaherty, the Flaherty has a GQ for Gypsy Queen in that spot.
Sure.
The Gannett, this is a variation. You'll see it has this, like the Queen logo right here in the other corner.
So is there a normal Scooter Gennett card? And
yeah,
and this is a variation.
Exactly. It's a variation. It'll have the exact same thing. And he's not wearing his helmet.
All want to know what the Queen means, Nando?
Yes.
Intelligent writer, communicative yet cold, cuts through the BS.
Sounds like Jake is the Queen. Maybe we shouldn't call you the Beast anymore.
Call him the
thanks.
Queen.
Yeah,
we have the King's got angle. The Queen, Jake Sealy,
the Jakey Queen.
Yeah, I'll quit.
No, come on, Jake. All right, fine. We'll call you the Beast still. Then
like it,
Jake. Are you Scooter Gennett fan?
You could go with the Knight. Fierce, determined, aggressively pursues goals.
That's not really you.
Yeah.
No, sorry.
Okay.
Jake, I mean, you shouldn't have made the Queen sound so flattering and exactly like every personality trait you have.
I still have the tarot card page up just so in case we get any more of them, you can find out what the hell they meant, because I don't know.
Jake, the people are
really
asking.
Appreciate that.
They want Scooter Gennett analysis from you.
There is none. Scooter Gennett, Scooter Gennett. Most of his value is the fact that he can play with multiple positions.
I don't know, man. He hits for power now. Didn't that pop out of the Brian Anderson?
Oh, but that's what I'm saying. Like, there's nothing to add. He is Scooter. Like, if you see what Scooter Gennett did last year, he's going to do the exact same thing again.
It's hopefully not developing power?
No.
You guys, for those of you listening, Greg and Greg are destroying these packs.
No, I'm organized.
We're working. but the box is almost empty.
No.
You've taught me to fly through these things.
No, well, for the purpose of the show.
That's what we're doing.
We should savor them.
What do you think about Odubel Herrera?
Jake, I'm going to give that one to Jakey.
What about him? Well, why? What do you want to give him to me?
What do you think about Odubel Herrera?
You just see that pound we just had?
That was a nice pound.
No, I didn't know if there was like a setup for why you were sending him my way.
He's boring to me. I don't like giving analysis.
It's more about
Odubel Herrera. Like, what are you going to? You're going to get Odubel somebody who's going to be mildly productive if he plays 150 games. But the way that Kapler screwed around with this team, I told you before. We talked about it just yesterday. The only two people I trust are Hoskins and Santana in this team.
I don't think Kapler makes it to the year.
I want to get a big Gabe Kapler poster for this studio.
A fathead. We have a Gabe Kapler fathead.
I don't know. Maybe there's. I wonder. I tell you what, man. If Topps made a Gabe Kapler card, which I think they do in like the extended, edition,
yeah,
probably.
There'll be products with manager cards.
I want one, and I want to frame it, and I want to hang it up here. Gabe Kapler's the best thing that's happened to baseball.
Why is that?
He's just like a unifying hatred for Gabe Kapler. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And he's doing such ridiculous things that.
Mike Trout won't want to go to the Phillies if he's the manager.
I love it, yeah.
He wants to go home. When his contract's up, there's no way he's not going to be a Philly unless Gabe Kapler's the manager.
Do you think that's why Gabe Kapler doesn't last the year? Or do you think it's just like such bad?
It's bad juju, like you talked about. You pull Aaron Nola after, what was it, 68. Whatever it was.
Just keeping the arm fresh.
For what?
You know, I'm going to be the Gabe Kapler. I'm going to just study this guy and everything he's done and just be the
Gabe Kapler.
Totally, yeah.
He's like the fantasy Grim Reaper.
Jake, come with me on that one.
Which one?
You weren't paying attention. You were watching golf again, aren't you?
No, I'm reading through the tarot list.
No. Jake's turned to pagan live on the show. He's going to burn the shirt. Jake, come back.
I was looking at the five, which is mind games and hostility. I think that works well, too. Go ahead.
Jake's trying to find something better than the Jake Queen. He's like, please have something with better qualities that match mine. Jake, go ahead. What do you think about you and I becoming the contrarian Gabe Kapler fans here, the defenders of Gabe Kapler?
Hell no.
Come on.
We got an autograph.
We got an autograph.
I want Gabe Kapler fired already.
Oh, you guys suck.
I'm telling you, it doesn't make the year.
We'll be the only people defending Gabe Kapler. It'll be amazing.
You can be the only one by yourself. Enjoy it.
You'll probably be the most hated man in Philadelphia, too.
Gabe, that's fine. A bunch of other cities will embrace me.
I don't know about
Santa
that.
Claus. Yes. All right, what do we got? What's the autograph?
We got a Lucas Giolito autograph.
Oh! Look at that.
I like him. He took a while to develop, but I like him.
Lucas Giolito... I try and get wherever I can, whenever I can. I think he's going to be amazing. I think he's this year's someone. I don't know who.
This year's someone.
I don't know if you can pull it up on the camera, but what's cool about these...
This year's Severino. Thank you, Frank.
There's different photos on the autograph and the base card.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's cool.
Yes.
I think the White Sox are going to be a lot better, a lot faster than most people do also.
That's what I've been saying. They have a very good lineup. They have a very good staff.
I like Lopez more than Giolito.
I still like Giolito better than Lopez. But hey, this is why we're pals.
Well, I pulled a cool card. Where'd that one go?
Oh, yeah.
I gave it to you.
Well, hold on. Yes. Before we do that, I want to put Giolito in the mix with... Let's say you got someone offered you Ohtani, the pitcher, and let's say Urena in a very deep league. Let's say 18-team league where Urena is actually relevant. Huh? Would you do that? Would
still
you take that?
Relevant.
You wouldn't. That's not enough, right?
What? I'm sorry.
Giolito and Urena for Ohtani the pitcher.
Never.
No.
How about Giolito and Justin Verlander for Ohtani the pitcher?
Without thinking twice,
you'd get rid of Ohtani.
Yes.
Oh,
so I'm just trying to get a feel for where we're at on Ohtani.
I don't need Giolito to give Ohtani to get Verlander.
How about Giolito and? Giolito and McCullers for Ohtani. If you're the Ohtani owner, would you take that package?
It depends on what the rest of my team looks like on that one.
No, such a Jake answer.
So that's a good answer. No, but that's a good proposal.
It's the truth.
But I'm giving you two. So obviously, you're making a trade for two pitchers. You need the two pitchers.
Right.
I need the two pitchers.
I would take that.
I would take it then.
Really?
If you're only getting
on close enough, and I'm a big believer in Giolito. I think, like what Greg was saying to start before we got kind of sidetracked with your proposals, as everybody jumped off and forgot how this guy was the number one pitching prospect in baseball, and people were going bananas over him. He got pushed a little fast, a little aggressively. I think he's going to round into what we expected. I don't know that he'll ever be like a top 10 pitcher at this point, but I think he'd easily be a top 30 pitcher with his talent.
Just for the record, I've been accused of taking us off the tracks by asking a fantasy-relevant question by Jake, who's watching the Masters and looking up tarot cards right now.
Here you go. You are the Seven of Wands, Nando, feeling defensive and on guard.
I've been called a lot worse things, if it makes you feel better.
I don't know. Right? I don't think Seven of Wands works for me. I'm a
generous spirit.
No, I actually
think the King of Pentacles works for you. Enjoys the good life, food, drink, and leisure.
I'm a hard worker, Jake. What are you suggesting?
I know you're a hard worker, but you're also the person
that loves... Who doesn't enjoy food, drink, and leisure?
Yeah. Love it. Yeah, but you're always having a good time. You're always making everybody smile.
Oh, Jake. Aww. He needed to come back after that Seven of Wands comment.
Well, look at this card we just pulled.
All right.
Yes, this is cool. This is another one of those variations. So we have Jameson Taillon.
Yeah.
Another guy that was a top prospect that I think is actually going to do good in Pittsburgh. But look at the back. Bazooka Gum.
How about that?
That's awesome.
See, these are the type of cards that are more fun. You know, the value is not necessarily in the money, but of the kitschiness of it.
So can I ask you a question then?
Yes.
If these are fun, right? Why aren't these the cheap ones and then the base set the expensive ones for kids, for the kids to get into?
Well, I mean, this is it's a different product. It's more nostalgic. It's, you know, because of the amount of subsets and all the other stuff that are going on. You know, kids are trying to build sets with their dads still.
What if I were to tell you that there was a professional football league where you, the fan, got to draft the team and call the plays? Is that something you might be interested in? The Fan Control Football League is bringing managerial control to the fans. Visit fcfl.io to learn more.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Fantasy.
In Arizona, has the humidor had any noticeable effect?
No, as I was going to say, I don't think we have any idea how it's playing yet, because we don't know, one, if they're tinkering with it, and two, we've seen the home runs at the beginning. We're still going out like crazy, and then we've seen the reverse. I wouldn't say you can even put any weight into what the humidor is doing until the end of the month.
In terms of sample size, he's absolutely right. The way that the ball came off the bat and the way that it sounded, Puig and Chris Taylor, they squared up a few pitches of Zach Godley, and it seemed like it just died on the warning track.
Weekdays on FNTSY Radio and live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube stream.
Thanks. I think someone has a crush on you.
Okay, who?
Let's make a game of it. One of these is a lie. He's 6'4". He collects stuffed exotic birds. He spends his free time trying to save lives.
Are you talking about Kevin?
Yeah! He's a registered bone marrow donor. Last week he got a call. He might be a match.
He's so cute. Oh, yes.
You could be a life-saving match for a patient with blood cancer. Learn more at dkms.org.
We're talking trash.
Sweet, sweet trash.
Make the argument that the Houston Rockets have no shot to represent the West in the NBA Finals.
Mike D'Antoni has never, ever won anything as a head coach. No Italian has been president of the United States. Italians are not made to go all the way and come out on top. They're more of the second-rate citizens in the United States.
Listen live on the FNTSY Radio Network and on popular podcast providers.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
Welcome back, everybody. Fantasy Sports Today. Greg Byne and Greg Sussman, both of them spelled with two G's at the end, which you don't see every day. Jake Seeley.
We do.
Well, you do, obviously. I'm Nando DeFino. Welcome. We're opening up packs of tops, Gypsy Queen cards. So far, we've had some interesting players, and we've had just a wonderful dialogue here.
I think so.
On the show. Greg Bynan, you had a question for Jake Seeley during the break, and I think you should ask it now about labor.
Which labor league did you win last year?
Mixed.
Is that the 15 teams at auction or draft?
15 teams, snake.
Snake.
Thank you. Greg just handed me another pack of cards. I got one. No, I don't want to. No, please.
Listen, I'm giving you three, man.
I have to keep the show moving. I don't have time to.
Open and we have the big one.
Give him to Biden.
I don't have any left.
All right, let's open the big one now.
Let's open the big one.
So Gypsy Queens comes with this very big card. It's the GQ Glassworks card. Does this oftentimes sell for more than your normal card? Is it worth anything?
If it's somebody unique.
All right. Let's take a look.
Everything is drumroll.
So the people listening can hear. We have ourselves Anthony Rizzo, and it's shiny.
Yes. Is there a number on the back?
Congratulations. You've just received a Gypsy Queen Glassworks box topper issued by 2018 Gypsy Queen Baseball. It's just GW-AR.
No, there's no like...
There's no number. It doesn't look like it's like four out of whatever.
Okay.
But it is a cool looking card. I mean, it's shiny. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and there's only one per box, so like...
Yeah, pass that down.
Unless you're buying a box, you're not getting it.
Look at Greg treating it with such care because he learned his lessons.
He did learn his lesson.
Flopping the pack around.
It's a nice card. I mean, this is the type of thing that unless you're building a set, it's for a collector.
I got a question. Anthony Rizzo, let me go with Chris Bryant because I think he's a little more valuable than Anthony Rizzo. Jake, let's say you had some injuries. If you had Chris Bryant and someone offered you Shohei Ohtani the pitcher and Shohei Ohtani the batter, would you make that deal?
Nope.
What if you had Brian Anderson on your bench to back up Bryant at third?
No. Chris Bryant's borderline first rounder. You got to give me a hell of a lot more for that.
All right, what if it's Anthony Rizzo then and you get Ohtani and Ohtani?
No.
No, Anthony Rizzo's a second rounder. No.
No, you guys suck. All right, fine. Let's continue opening packs. I don't think there's... Garrett Cole. How about Garrett Cole for Ohtani and Ohtani?
I like Ohtani more than I like Garrett Cole, so...
So you would take that?
That one's...
Would you take Ohtani straight... Ohtani the pitcher straight up for Garrett Cole the pitcher?
I would not. I'd rather... I would take Garrett Cole.
Jake, you would, right?
Yeah.
Greg Bynum.
I don't think people realize who Garrett Cole is and that he's a high whip, high probability for home run pitcher. I don't know that he's ever going to be better than what he's been so far.
Hey, can I ask this? Here's something that I wanted to bring up that no one has brought up, and I think it kind of plays into Ohtani hitting these home runs, and I really wanted to go to ESPN Home Run Tracker. I didn't have a chance to. The Angels lowered the wall in their home field by like 8 feet.
They moved the line what they did.
No, I think they also lowered the wall.
That's what I'm saying. No. They didn't. The wall. So the wall was the line for home runs was above the scoreboard. Now it's below the scoreboard at the same height as the rest of the wall, which is so they lowered the line for the home run. It's now 8 feet. You are correct. It's just they didn't add anything or take. They just basically took it from the top of the scoreboard and moved it down to be even with the rest of the wall as it was.
Is that the Ohtani sweet spot?
I don't think it has anything to do with Ohtani, honestly. But Calhoun has actually hit in that direction. Trout went opposite field. Trout's actually, there was somebody that just wrote about it 2 days ago, has been pushing a little bit more to the opposite field and has taken one in that direction already.
Interesting. By the way, Miguel Cabrera, we haven't pulled his card, but I wanted to bring him up with a hip injury.
I mean, yeah.
Can't win, right?
No.
Can't win with that guy. My 65.5 over.
Him and Adam Eaton both left the game early. What do you expect from these guys at this point? If you have them, you understood going in what you were doing.
Nelson Cruz was hurt forever and ever, and he just had like six straight healthy seasons.
Yep.
So, I mean, at some point, something happens, right?
Sure.
Well, they say, is that he's supposed to play tomorrow? Aren't they saying he's going to play?
Of course they say that, right, Greg? Come on. You don't believe this, do you?
I have to.
Sussman, are you going to keep the red felt on for the BFFs?
I am.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm opening up my pack.
Okay.
Keon Broxton. Oh, hey. Dude, we might have
logjam. Talk about a logjam.
Yeah, this poor guy. Why won't they trade him?
I don't know. They should.
They got to do something.
Right. It's not right.
Especially with that pitching staff and the depth they have in their offense.
Can you imagine outfield of Yelich, Broxton, and Domingo Santana? I love that outfield.
I never got the Kane signing with all that other, with everything else going on there.
I guess they want an on-base percentage.
I mean, or they just don't believe in Broxton's ability to get on, you know, to perform.
I can see Broxton on the Marlins. Actually,
you can see anyone on the Marlins.
I play out of the park baseball, and I got the Marlins, and I made a billion trades, and I really only have like two original Marlins left on the team. Steckenrider's one of them. Steckenrider's great.
How long until he closes?
I like Barraclough, but
I think Barraclough's just like Hader, a guy that's better suited in that setup role.
Yeah.
I've always liked Barraclough, too. I've been waiting for Barraclough to become the closer, but he doesn't stop walking people.
Steckenrider has nasty... I got an upside-down card in this pack, by the way.
Oh, wow.
That's the one you were talking about before, right?
You see the back?
Yeah.
All right.
Should I not?
No.
What does it mean?
I don't know. I can't see the card. I'll tell you when I see it.
This is George Brett.
Okay.
George Brett Gypsy Queen.
Is the number over 300 of the...
Number 304.
Exactly what we're talking about. It's a short print. All the short print guys from 301 to 320 are Hall of Famers, retired players.
That's cool.
So that's
why it's got a purple hue to it.
And that, they let you know, unlike some products where you have to figure it out.
Right.
This, they help you here.
Nice.
It's actually very helpful.
Oh, by the way, something else I wanted to bring up before we get too deep into ending the show. We got 10 minutes left.
Yeah, we're good.
Jake, Mitch Garver hit a home run last night.
And?
Oh, come on. How come he's, yeah, why aren't you excited?
Because I'm not excited for Mitch Garver.
How many home runs do you think Mitch Garver can finish the season with?
Don't know. Don't care.
Wow.
Jake don't care.
Is so into tarot cards right now, he doesn't even care anymore.
I got a question from a card I just got.
Yeah.
Talk to me about Luis Gohara.
Oh,
we love Luis Gohara here. He's not officially a mascot because that's Matt Boyd.
No, we don't love Luis Gohara.
Oh, wait, you don't like him?
I like him. He's fine, but talk about, oh my God, the most overrated player this draft season.
I don't know if he's overrated.
I don't think he is. He's I don't think he's the guy.
Yes, he is.
He's got Severino Berríos type minor league numbers.
Yeah, and he was being drafted as such. Like, there's no downside to this guy all of a sudden. Get off
How about
the,
that
get
one,
off the
now,
horse.
How about that pull right
you guys,
there?
You guys just interrupted poor Jakey.
Yeah, because I got to show Ohtani.
Oh, we got an Ohtani! Hey! All right, we're done. Goodbye, everybody.
It's a nice base rookie.
It's Ohtani the batter.
Ohtani the batter.
Yeah.
I think they're all of Ohtani the batter, to be honest with you.
What does the back say?
The back says, Ohtani, a two-way star from the Nippon Ham Fighters in Japan, joins the Angels in 2018. The 23-year-old talent boasts a triple-digit fastball, speed on the bases, and solid power at the plate.
All
number
true.
89, so it's a regular card, but it's his rookie.
That's exciting.
We got
rookie.
One. We got one.
Greggy pulled him in one of our last packs.
All right!
We always save the best for last.
That's
always.
Right.
I have one more left.
We're
going to
get the Ohtani auto one of one, right?
Jake.
It's right here.
In a dynasty league, if someone offered you Sean Newcomb, Luis Gohara, and let's say Ronald Acuna for your Ohtani the pitcher.
Yes, of course.
You take it?
Of course.
It's not a fair question.
It's an overpay, but, you know. Is it? Just ask the other.
Dynasty league?
All right, both Ohtanis in a dynasty league for those three.
Yes!
Really?
You give me Ronald Acuna forever.
All right, fine. Tell you what, we got to sign off real quick from all our video. We're still sticking around on audio. Thank you all for joining us. If you're watching on YouTube, Twitch, whatever, whatever, check out the bling.
Share the BFFs WrestleMania preview.
2 o'clock.
Coming
and,
up next.
Greg Bynum and Red Felt Breaks. Did you set up all the social stuff yet? You got Twitter?
Twitter and Instagram, at Red Felt Breaks.
At Red Felt Breaks. Check it out. It's actually cool. There's a lot of fun stuff
to
watch.
He just got like $1 million investment, he told me, so it's going to be very popular.
I like I actually like watching the breaks, and I did the, you know, before we met, we were doing breaks on the show a little bit, and I was watching some. It's kind of cool to see what they are before you buy them.
Well, that's the, you know, there's the different types of breaks.
Yeah,
you know, you have your product information break to like people will do to get you excited. I mean, someone who's watching this is going to want to go out and buy Gypsy Creams, hoping to get some of the cards we got, or if not better.
So I got
some of those tarot cards.
So in the last pack that we have,
yeah,
I just got one that's turned the other way. And it says, in a series of 320, this is number one. Is that good?
No.
Is that number 321?
It's not like 1952 Topps where Monty Irvin was number one because it's number one back then.
I don't know who's crushed more of our dreams today, Jake or Greg Bynum.
This is frustrating because it's number one in a series of 320, so I felt amazing.
Maybe it is.
Because I got a Mike Trout.
Oh, Mike Trout.
There you go.
Mike Trout.
And it's a variation, Mike Trout. So it's maybe $5.
Okay.
He's on the front of all the packs.
Well, he's the face, right?
He's the face of it, right?
Well,
Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani.
Right now.
Yeah.
I guess it's him, right?
I don't know. I don't agree with that. I think it's Bryce.
Yeah, Bryce Harper. You might be right. He's got that cool beard.
Yep.
I got a Hector Neris card here. And not to bring us back to Gabe Kapler and the mess that he's creating. But,
your boy.
Hector Neris has done nothing wrong. I know he had some bumpiness last year. But, Jakey, like, how many... Let's do over-under on Hector Neris saves once the season's over at 28.5.
I'm going to go under.
Really?
I don't trust Kapler to give him the opportunities.
How far... Yeah, but who's he going to put in there? Is he going to play matchups, Edubre Ramos, that kind of stuff?
God only knows.
Jake, would you rather have Hector Neris or Brad Boxberger?
Neris.
So at least he's ahead of someone, I guess, right?
He's ahead of a decent amount of people.
Brad
Ziegler. I would take underneath the saves.
All right, what if I said 25.5?
I think that's a fair number, right around there.
Man, Hector Neris is the kind of guy who can, you know, you look and all of a sudden he's got 38 saves, I feel like.
You could.
You're also relying on this team to win.
Yeah, but even those bad, you know, there's always the bad teams have good closers kind of things.
Yeah, but they're only bad.
But the thing is, I see the Phillies either like winning by five or losing by five. I don't see a lot of these one-run tight games.
Did you see the Nick Williams quote? about, I think, the computers.
Yeah, he's not happy.
Yeah,
it's like, he's not happy.
It's not good when your players are just like straight out revolt against you, right?
Well, see what's going on with Bob McNair now?
Yeah, he doesn't care. Well, yeah, Bob McNair regrets apologizing for the inmates comment, for the...
Same thing.
Oh, it only took him, what, 6 months?
No, he regrets apologizing. Not that he's apologizing.
Oh!
He regrets apologizing.
Really?
Yeah.
So, you talk about people revolting. It's got to be backlash. But, like I said, Kappa's not going to make the year. Just like when, was it the Browns tried the sabermetrics, with their draft and other players?
I think it's going well.
Yeah, it's going well. It's not going to work in baseball.
They got Corey Coleman. Was he part of that?
Corey Coleman was picked.
It was just the fact that it was just draft.
It was just he was good.
I don't think he has anything to do with being sabermetrics, though.
All right, poor Hector Neris. I'll miss you. Jed Lowry, don't really care. Rhys Hoskins, what are you going to say about him? He's like we talked about yesterday, Jakey. He's like one of the two safe guys in the Phillies lineup, right?
Hey, passes to none, though.
Yep. He said Jakey.
Yeah. Nelson Cruz.
Here's your boy, Sandy Alcantara.
We got Sandy Alcantara. Let's talk about Sandy Alcantara then for a second.
Here's your boy.
Jake, the Beast. What do you think of Sandy Alcantara?
I don't know. I honestly don't. I have no idea.
You don't know who he is? You don't know what to think of what he can do in the majors?
I don't know either.
No, Sandy Alcantara, Marlins pitcher, came over in a trade. Decent numbers. In the minors, it's not the typical pitcher that I like who has these amazing numbers. And you can see him building on in the majors. He has some up and downs and some decent outlier stats. Justin Turner, Francisco Mejia, Brian Anderson, who we talked about, Ketel Marte, Trey Mancini. Oh, I'm going over the cards I already had in my hand.
How about Felix Jorge?
I don't know who that is.
Let's look him up.
Right. Apparently, he...
out of 320 cards, Felix Jorge made the set?
Exactly. It's a rookie. I guess they think he's going to make the... Twins rotation.
You know what? So Felix Jorge's in double A.
Wait, hold on. Jake was going to say something.
All right, sure.
Yeah, because it's more important to back to the Knebel thing. Matt Albers is apparently in the mix as well.
Yeah, I said that before.
Matt Albers has a 6.5 K per nine in his career. That's Jim Johnson-esque.
That's one added Johnson to the four close? We already mentioned. There's five people in the mix for saves.
Oh, yeah,
but
man.
Didn't Johnson? How many years did Johnson close for the Orioles?
That's true. Three and a half.
I don't want.
Then he went to the Braves.
Don't want Matt Albers. I'm not doing that thing.
I just want to see Jeremy Jeffress up there.
I'm with you, man.
Gassing.
Just avoid it.
Would everyone like Matt Albers with the Nats? I'm like, no.
Jake's right. Just avoid it.
You're right. I'm going to. That's why I didn't pick the guy up last night.
But let's say Matt Albers gets the first save. Is that part of a rotation, Jake, or will you feel like, okay, here we go, let me get him?
Well, I told you, this is going to probably be a rotation. I'm not taking anybody until I see three saves, and by that point, it's too late.
But isn't that how Knebel got the job?
It's going to be too late.
No, so Knebel
was also an elite strikeout pitcher.
Yeah, Knebel was an elite strikeout pitcher. He's pitching the eighth. He was pitching the eighth inning for who last year?
Nats.
No.
He was pitching
for Milwaukee.
Yes, who was the closers?
Jeffress.
Was it Jeffers?
At the start of the year, the Francisco Milwaukee closer Rodriguez? Situation
there
was not
I thought it was
clear.
K-Rod, yeah.
I don't think anyone was giving K-Rod a chance at the start of last year.
But he was the guy until he got either cut or traded, and then it was very clearly Knebel.
I don't know. I feel like that Milwaukee situation was wishy-washy, and even when Knebel had two saves, we're like, it could be someone else.
Yeah, but anytime someone gets a save in a volatile Rocky situation like that, someone's going to pick him up.
Speaking of Rocky, it's snowing right now in Colorado. I just saw over your shoulder there.
Very hard. Very hard.
Yeah. It is coming down.
Probably not going to play today. Supposedly their home opener.
We got a Logan Forsythe card here.
I have one over here, too.
I feel like almost he's fell into irrelevancy. Chance Sisko, Eric Fetty, Edwin Encarnacion.
Mikey Maddock?
That's not a bad one.
You like Mikey Maddock? Had a few
Jake, pronunciation check, please.
Okay.
Matuk?
Give me a minute, because I don't have the page up.
I thought you had this committed to memory.
There you go, Ronaldo Lopez.
Lopez, Lucas Giolito.
What was that trade? Giolito and Lopez for Adam Eaton?
And one other guy as well.
Yeah.
It's Matuk.
Matuk. There you go.
Muggy Matuk.
That was a good trade for Washington.
Well, look, it was looking great.
Adam Eaton's amazing.
24 hours ago was an amazing trade.
Yeah, but when was the last time he played a full season?
Back with the White Sox. Never. We played 150 games 2 years in a row, actually.
Lucas Giolito's awesome. Could you imagine Lucas Giolito and Ronaldo Lopez right now at the end of that rotation? At the end of that Nationals rotation?
Who is the end of the Nationals? Tanner Roark, right?
Yeah.
All right, whatever.
No, A.J. Cole.
Well, yes, A.J. Cole's down there, and there's another guy. They're going to bring somebody up instead of A.J. Cole.
Eric Fetty? Or what about Hellickson?
Oh, Hellickson's probably going to bring up.
Why not Andrew Stevenson? Because he's a batter?
Yes.
He's not very good.
That's true. Jake Seeley, any thoughts on anything that we might have missed? It's Friday. We're not back till Monday. Anything you'd like to tell to the masses?
Not really. Go enjoy WrestleMania.
Sussmania, go ahead and plug your 2 o'clock show.
We got the BFFs coming up at 2. Jake Seeley will join the program along with special guest, Johnny Stamfel.
Yeah, it's awesome. Frank Stamfel's brother has like long blonde hair and looks nothing like him.
Nothing.
It's crazy.
It's awesome. But Johnny is a wrestling guy. He's going to preview all the big stuff with us. He's going to preview WrestleMania with us coming up next. You're not going to want to miss that. Stay tuned. And if you're listening on a podcast, go download the BFFs also. It's wherever you get your podcast. Mike Florio returns to the program on Monday.
Greg Bynum, plug away.
Come check out at Redfeld Breaks on Instagram or Twitter. Also, our dear friend Sharon Chong at Black Jaded Wolf.
Absolutely.
You can see a lot of the stuff we've pulled on the show on her site. Check her out on eBay as well.
Yeah, if you like something, you can buy it, right?
You can buy anything. Reach out to us.
Can we buy some of this stuff?
Sure. I'll give you the Chan Cisco card.
There you go, Chan Cisco.
Let Greg keep it so he remembers this show forever and ever.
I'm good.
Thank you all for joining us. We hope we had a lovely time.
We did have a lovely time.
Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday. Felt Fridays. We're going to try to make this a regular thing, so stay tuned. Bye, everybody.